Company-wide email plus 30,000 employees plus autoresponders equals? I witnessed this astounding IT meltdown around 2004 in a large academic organization. An employee decided to send a broad solicitation about her need for a local apartment. She happened to discover and use an allemployees@org.edu type of email address that included everyone. And by everyone, I mean every employee in a 30,000 employee academic institution. Everyone from the CEO on down received this lady's apartment inquiry. Of course, this kicked off the usual round of why am I getting this, and take me off the list, and omg everyone, stop replying, responses. Each reply all to allemployees@org.edu, so 30,000 new messages. Email started to bog down as 500,000 messages apparated into mailboxes. IT fail number 1, not necessarily making an allemployees@org.edu email address, that's quite reasonable, but granting unrestricted access to it, rather than configuring the mail server to check the sender and generate one not the CEO equals not authorized reply. That wasn't the real problem. That incident might have simmered down after people stopped responding. In a 30K organization, lots of people go on vacay, and some of them, let's say 20, set their email to auto-respond about their absence. And the autoresponders responded to the same recipients, including allemployees@org.edu. So, every I don't care about your apartment message didn't just generate 30,000 copies of itself. It also generated 30,000 times 20 equals 600,000 new messages. Even the avalanche of apartment messages became drowned out by the volume of I'll be gone till November auto replies. That also wasn't the real problem, which, again, might have died down all by itself. The real problem was that the mail servers were quite diligent. The autoresponders didn't just send one I'm away message, they sent an I'm away message in response to every incoming message, including the I'm away messages of the other autoresponders. The auto-response avalanche converted the entire mail system into an Agent Smith-like replication factory of away messages, as autoresponders incessantly informed not just every employee, but also each other, about employee status. The email systems melted down, everything went offline. A 30K-wide enterprise suddenly had no email, for about 24 hours. That's not the end of the story. The IT staff busied themselves with mucking out the mailboxes from these millions of messages and deactivating the autoresponders. They brought the email system back online, and their first order of business was to send out an email explaining the cause of the problem. And they addressed the notification email to allemployees@org.edu. IT fail number 2, before they sent their email message, they had disabled most of the autoresponders, but they missed at least one. More specifically, they missed at least 2.